That's when things will turn upside down, because it will harm us. You will start to talk about all of this, and we give you the hint. Later you will hear all the explanation. You will say, listen, these acts are the good signs to understand what's going inside. But it's not for sure, because what you see could be fake or could be correct. That's why one of our prayers is, and they say this was the main prayer of Muhammad, we say, oh my God, please let me see the things as they are, not as they show. Because you're looking around, what do you see when you look around, you young man? Second story. Story of a parrot and Baqar, remember? And the merchant. You will see only the surface of anything you're looking at. So you have only a superficial information, but you believe in that. When you're looking at the people, what do you see? Only the skin. Have you ever seen the liver of someone? Not even the liver, let go of the feeling inside the people. You don't see. That superficial information, which was the beginning with the parrot. Remember, he believed that if you're bald, you have broken the jar. That's why you're bald. That's how we go. Here we say, listen, the outside, what you do, looking at what you do will lead us what you think, but not 100%. Therefore, the prayer is there. O Lord, grant us according to our desire such discernment that we may know the false indication from the truth. Yes?
Do you know how the sense perception becomes discerning? In this way, that the sense perception should be seen by the light of God. And if there be no effect, the cause too makes manifest, as kinship gives information concerning love.
Suddenly what happened? As usual, he was talking about the rule, right? And the first thing here was, whenever we talk about the rule, remember there is an exception to it. Here the rule is this and that and that. He said, okay, we pray for a better view of this universe. But first of all, let me tell you, to me, the good sense, the working sense, which will give me good information is something they call, a spiritual stuff. The thing that is coming from God. They declare it in one special sentence, which is Yanzur ben Gullah, and Rumi will not translate it to Persian. Yanzur ben Gullah means the one who is looking with the light of God, because they say the light of God is the best clarification, and a good Sufi will arrive to a moment that he's not looking from his own eyes, he's looking from the light of God. Means what? Good sentences, okay, but what does that mean? Means that when I'm talking about looking at this universe, I'm not talking about the eyes. You remember, we're talking about the inner eye. Your inner eye could be closed. Therefore, you act like a blind man. You are not blind, but you are not seeing anything. So to us, you are blind. When your eye will be opened, by what? Do you remember that magical word? Ha. Which carries all those meanings. When your eyes is open, means your heart, your desire goes to just and justice. then you will see the justice. Later, he will talk about it, he will bring you the example of a judge. He will say, imagine a judge who before the court has decided to accept a bribe. What will happen? He will say that judge is unable to see the truth, no matter what. Because of that decision, he is looking for an opportunity over there. He will not see the truth. To see the truth, you should be the truth seeker to find it. Here he will bring it in and say, okay, first of all, to me, the open eye is the eye who is looking from the window of just and justice and all that. We call it the light of God. More than that, remember, if the action is out there and or the outcome is not quite visible, the cause could be visible. Like two persons who don't do anything. They don't give gift to each other. They don't even smile at each other. But we know they love each other because they're sisters, they're brothers, they're family. You see, some cause could be there, quite invisible, but we'll explain that tendency. And
when the light of God comes into the sensorium, you will not be a slave to effect or cause.
Means you are a slave of your vision, the information you receive, your logic, your tendencies and all that. You remember the Sufi I told you that he's looking from the window of God? Means this guy is totally selfless. Therefore, the act of that self, which was the man, right? And his wife, which was the intelligence, these will fade away because the guy is not using them. The guy is looking from another point of view. And that point of view, we call it the right one. By that, I don't mean you could look at the universe or existence as God. But if you could look around you, selflessly, you are closest to that one. So your eyes are open. Because you are not busy with yourself. You're looking outward. You're not engaged in self-interest, yes?
So that love will throw a spark within, wax mighty, and make independent of effect. He has no need for the signs of love, since love has shot its radiance over the sky.
Are you satisfied with all these explanations? Rumi is not, yes?
There are detailed explanations in order to complete this subject. But seek them and farewell.
You see, in a lot of places, Rumi will say, oh, there is a lot to say about it, but let's go back to the story. There are so many explanations here, but let's attend to this one. Here he will say, there is a lot of explanation. Go and look for it. Search. Don't wait for me. Means here I could give you only simple general examples. If you want to understand it, you have to dig it further. You have to do the research and look for it, because this is a very important stuff. Maybe the most important one, because this is opening up to the new idea of another kind of vision. To understand that you see what you tend to see. You don't see the universe as it is. Because all your senses are developed to do what? Your eyes is developed to do what? To understand the universe? It's not in your power, and it's not with the animal to understand the universe. Your eyes are made for you to do what?